After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is charges for your call have been accepted.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you going?
I'm okay. You need feeling okay?
I'm feeling somewhat better. It locks up, though.
Yeah. So, did you talk to Jeff yet?
I did not get a hold of Jeff yet, but I talked to Linda Timmons. Mm-hmm. And wherever Linda and Mike were, they ran into him, and he was talking to Mike about it, was he going and everything, and Mike was yes, and Linda's going, and we've written a letter, and he said he's just about got his done, but from what Linda and Mike both said, he was going.
Yeah, I still hope you talked to him, but I hope that he went to see her, like he said, is my point.
Well, he said he was going to, he's just not called me back.
Yeah. I know, but sometimes they don't care about people, you know.
I will try calling them again.
They just
usually doesn't call till like after business hours, so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, tomorrow's the day.
I know. You're worked up about it. I can't imagine how you feel.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up, though. Nobody has.
Yeah.
Other things are in place. Just, I know.
Yeah. Yep.
I talked to Amanda a little bit ago, and I told her to let me know whenever she's ready to go get the Christmas tree, and I'd go with her.
Good. Should go to church with him on Sunday.
We usually got kids.
Take them with you.
That's true. I do that, but we'll see.
And you can drop them off on the way home. Probably help her, too.
I should keep them longer. I try to keep them as long as I can. Last weekend, I wound up taking them back a little early because of the birthday party.
Yeah.
That big old TV that Carrie has ordered for you guys are sitting here in my kitchen. It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as wide as my china cabinet.
Wow. That's nice of her.
Well, Carrie said, or Amanda said, she thinks that she's going to put that one in you guys' living room. And then get a different one for the downstairs. Huge. Didn't sleep last night. Hello?
I slept good last night. Just stressed.
I know you are.
I just keep hearing about all these people that get on this program. You know, this one guy was on the program again, but he's got, like, some kind of assault, less than murder, and then he had gun charge, all this kind of stuff, and he got the Swift and Sure program while he was been doing all kinds of drugs and stuff. He sent him to KPEP, and he got out of KPEP, and now he screwed up, so he screwed up, so they were going to send him back to prison. Well, he went before him again and said, give me a chance, give me rehab or whatever, and so they did.
That's encouraging.
I don't know. I see every person that's on it is always somebody that seems like they're going to screw up. They all absconded and was running from the police and all this kind of stuff. So I'm not sure. I don't understand it. We'll see.
Lucas is definitely going to be there. And if they will let him speak, he will.
Mom, everyone has the right to.
I don't. Okay.
What else, Linda Simmons, say?
She has a cold right now, but she's going to be there. And her and Mike both will speak. Jackie and Diane, I've contacted everybody. Gloria, I don't think will be able to go.
Yeah.
But she was going to try to get a letter written. She just, it's hard for her to put in words because she's so disgusted. what else? I mean, we're all going to be there.
Yeah. Beth coming?
Yes. Yes.
Susie
said
come here, told me a while ago.
Yep. Don't say names, but I talked to my friend out in New York.
Yeah.
And just don't think that, you know, anything has anybody has given up. She's just laying low. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I told her, I tell him that all the time, and but she wanted to know what's coming from her. You needed to know that. And yeah. So
no. It's going to be one hell of a fight, I guess, if they don't give me the program. And I'm going to appeal it, and fight the kid's case, and fight everything I can, and appeal it.
And somebody I know, I don't remember who it was at probation, and they were reading this thing on the wall. And on it says, just because you've been charged criminally with CSC charges, and it goes on and it lists, does not mean you automatically lose your children. And I thought that was weird. So they're going to get me a copy of that.
Michigan law says if it's somebody under the age of 18, you do.
That's not what this says.
Does it say anything about that?
Uh-uh.
Well, I'm going to be fighting and appealing if they don't give me this, but if they give it to me, I'm just going to serve my time. I'm going to do all my time. I'll do all these rehabs. I'll do all these classes. The counseling. No, I'm already doing the classes now. And then do the 2 years extra, all the stuff they have to do for the Swift and Sure program afterwards, and they can put me on lifetime probation. I don't care. I don't care.
Well, I know you don't care. I know what's important to you, and I know why you fought and didn't take that plea initially, and I know where you're at, and I know what you're facing, but, Mike, don't doubt what you did. That's doubting yourself. You fought for the right reasons. You fought for your kids because they couldn't guarantee you could go home and they'd leave you and your children alone.
Yep.
Well, you did the most perfect thing you could have done. Don't doubt it.
Yeah.
And we're not giving up. Bottom line. There's other just say avenues. Don't give up.
Yep.
And that's the truth. Jackie was ecstatic that you called him. OMG, he was so excited. Yes, he was. That really made him happy. It really did. Really did.
All right. Well, I'm praying to God it goes well tomorrow. But
I'm praying
to
God.
Try to get a hold of Jeff to make sure he comes. Is Sherry coming?
Sherry, she's going to try her best. One of her colleagues, and she's really upset about this, had a death in the family, and she's actually in Ann Arbor. She's already gotten the letter to Tom. You want me to read the letter she wrote?
I don't care. Sure.
Okay, hang on. I mean, this letter is just an awful
But I just want to make sure you get a hold of Jeff and stuff. But if tomorrow, for some reason, it doesn't go well, then I want you to call Heavenly Ender, whoever called the jail, so they can set up a visit with it so I can have an extended visit tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes, I will. Just 1 second, I've got it in my purse.
I'm having faith.
I'm being confident. That's basically the only choice I have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not giving us a lot of it, you know? So that's what we have to do. Here it is. Right here. Okay. It is very good, and it's blah, blah, blah. I'm writing at the request of Mr. Michael Turfman, who is a mutual client of ours. I have worked with Michael as a therapeutic situation prior to his incarceration at the Berry County Jail. Michael has been through a lot, as you well know, an extremely intense experience. It goes without saying that when he entered into the county jail system, the therapeutic process stopped. Michael has a lot of extreme loss, not only time with his children and family and his ability to provide for his family. Michael was responding well to the conjugative behavior therapy that we have been doing with him on a weekly basis. He was able to start the process of identifying issues that he was powerless over different approaches in dealing with his anger about the situation that he was in and different coping strategies in dealing with them. He is also able to address issues with impulse control, and he needs to take care of a situation, even in sacrificing himself for the betterment of others. Michael and his family have been through an experience that most people never have. To say that to anyone, including the Turpneys, understand what is expected of them and would be great understatement. With this all being said, I will get to the point of this letter. Michael would be best served by being placed in a program like Swift and Sure, which is through Berry County. I would request this program plus the Tether program be requested at the sentencing due to the main issue. No one will benefit from anything if he is sent to prison. Michael is a good candidate for both programs due to the fact that he, number one, has been successful in the Tether program while he was waiting for the trial. Number two, the Swift and Sure program would be able to evaluate, assess Michael, and determine if he is really a threat to society, which I believe he is not. The entire process is disguised to allow innocent people to live until convicted. Michael was living prior to the trial as if he was convicted. He was sentenced to no contact with his family, his children, and lived with the guardians of the Tether program, guidelines of the Tether program that he was placed on. This is my sincere hope that justice is served for Michael. He is given the opportunity to prove he is not the person that he was convicted of being. I believe by participating in the Swift and Sure program, it will allow him the opportunity to understand this and will allow the court to have the unbiased assessment of him. Thank you for your time, blah, blah, blah.
That was nice.
It was awesome.
Did she put her credentials?
Oh, yeah, she put it up on there. I just didn't read that.
Is it come with a letterhead or just a regular letterhead?
It's got her letterhead.
Okay, what's it say, Sherry?
It says, the Image Group PLC 21 Shelton, no, Ann Arbor. It comes from Ann Arbor.
Okay, that's where her main office is out of.
And then when she signs it, it's addiction, psychiatrist, and therapist.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
She's a psychiatrist, too?
Yes.
I didn't know
Pretty
that.
Pretty good, huh?
I thought she was just an addiction psychiatrist. Or psychologist.
It says addiction psychiatric therapist. PSYCHIATRC. Psychiatric?
Yeah. She's psychiatric.
Therapist.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But nevertheless, it was an awesome letter.
Yeah.
So
I hope somebody can read that if she's not going to be there tomorrow.
I've got it in my purse. And it got forwarded to her.
If they give it to her, that's the only thing I worry about, if they give the judge all this stuff.
Joe forwarded it to her.
Tom did.
I'm sorry, Tom. Yeah, but I will read it.
But I don't know that they gave it to her, so.
Okay.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
That's what I worry about. That's what I worry about. You know, that's why I want to make sure Jeff comes,
okay,
and I want him to read it, and I want to make sure. I just hope Sherry can be there and she can read it herself, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to work harder than anybody in this program. But I love you, and try to get a hold of him tonight, and I guess I'll see you tomorrow, and I love you.
I love you millions. And your lawyers will be there, right?
Yes, they will.
Will they be able to take you in the room?
Yes.
Can
I love you.
I love you, bye.
And tell everybody I love them and stuff, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I love you millions.
Love you, bye.